Party. Let's meet today's contestants. A retail supervisor from Brooklyn, New York, Katie Neal. A corporate recruiter from Chicago, Illinois, Claire Henner. And our returning champion, a homemaker and community volunteer from Austin, Texas, Lisa Juanmagro, whose two-day cash winnings total $24,500. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Some days the magic works. Some days it doesn't. In Final Jeopardy yesterday, it didn't work for Lisa, so she didn't win as much money as she wanted to, but she's back to play again today, to be joined by Claire and Katie. Welcome. Good luck, ladies. Here we go. And here are the categories you're going to be dealing with in the first round. Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Fairy tales and folk tales. Magazine collection. From the Greek, and finally, weird facts. Champ, where do we start?
From the Greek for 200.
A dramatic play in which the main character is brought to ruin in an unhappy ending. Katie.
What is a tragedy?
That's it.
From the Greek, 400.
A word that means the same as another word. Lisa.
What is a synonym?
Yes.
Greek, 600.
A wound, or the psychological damage it causes. Lisa.
What is a trauma?
Yeah.
Hey, Greek 800.
An absolute ruler. In ancient Greece, it was one who seized power illegally. Katie.
What is a tyrant?
Good.
From the Greek 1000.
The science of determining a tree's age by looking at its growth rings. Claire.
What is dendrology?
No. Lisa or Katie? No. You're close, Claire. It's dendrochronology. Back to you, Katie.
Weird facts 200.
Adding this letter before OK dates back to a NASA official misunderstanding Alan Shepard during his first flight. Lisa.
What is A?
A-OK.
Weird facts 400.
The legislature of New Mexico, the home state of Clyde Tombaugh, has decreed this body to be a planet when it passes over the state. Katie.
What is Pluto?
That's it.
Weird facts 600.
In an annual competition, you toss a fish west over the state line from Florida to this state. Claire.
What is Alabama?
Right.
Weird facts 800.
The name of this weasel relative can mean to clear out. In 1971, Fermi Labs used one to clean the tubes of a particle accelerator. Claire.
What is a ferret?
Ferret, yeah, you're on the plus side again.
Weird facts 1000.
Made from this four-letter wood from India, the HMS Trincomalee is the oldest British warship still afloat. Claire.
What is teak?
Yep.
The dashboard light 200.
The pressure of one of these might be low based on the light seen here. Claire.
What is a tire?
Yeah.
Dashboard light 400.
The temperature of this liquid has gotten too high. Katie.
What is water?
No. Lisa.
What is coolant?
Coolant or antifreeze, yeah.
Okay. Dashboard for 600.
There is a fault in this system if the light stays on. Claire?
What is the airbag system?
Good.
Dashboard 800.
The glow plug in this type of engine is not hot enough to ignite the fuel. Lisa.
What is an electric car or an electric engine?
No. Claire or Katie? What is diesel? Back to Claire.
Paradise by 200.
A restaurant was named for this singer's Cheeseburger in Paradise. Katie.
Who is Jimmy Buffett?
He's the one, and that takes you to 1,200. Takes us to our first break. So put the signaling devices down. We'll get back to you three ladies in a moment after this. Katie Needle is from Brooklyn, New York, a competitive figure skater until how old?
Until I was like 12.
Why did you give it up?
Well, I wasn't that good.
That's a good reason.
I got to the point, I've actually said to my mom as an adult, like, if you had pushed me harder, maybe I could have been in the Olympics. And she said, believe me, if I thought you were going to the Olympics, I would have pushed you harder.
Okay. Moms know how to respond correctly. Claire Henner is a corporate recruiter from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Who has memory problems with regard to
your husband's proposing to you?
Correct.
You don't remember it?
I do not. I must have been very surprised, because as soon as I saw him go down on one knee, I completely blacked out. And I'm sure he said some really nice things, and I said yes, and it's all working out, but I do not recall.
Okay, good. Lisa Warnemagro is from Austin, Texas. I don't associate snow with Austin, Texas. And you were once locked out of your house in 2 feet of snow in your pajamas. Mm-hmm. Was that in Austin?
No. Austin gets a little snow, but not that much. We moved to Austin a few years ago from Illinois.
Ah.
That's where that little incident occurred.
How'd you get locked out of the house in your pajamas?
I was taking the trash out, and I pulled the door shut behind me.
Okay, let's get back into this. And Katie has command of the board.
All right, magazine collection, 200.
This colorful women's magazine once had sister magazines, Blue Book and Green Book. Lisa.
What is Red Book?
Yeah.
Magazine 400.
Sports Illustrated has a yearly swimsuit edition. This competing mag is going online only, but will still print its body issue. And that is ESPN. The magazine. Lisa, go again.
Magazine 600.
This 66-year-old magazine offers a section for shows on Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon called Stream It. Lisa.
What is TV Guide?
Correct.
Okay, magazine 800.
Answer. Daily Double. It's a close game.
Oh, let's make it a true Daily Double.
Sure. Founded in 1922, this magazine sold longer versions of its condensed articles to other magazines.
What is Reader's Digest?
That's the one. And now the lead is yours.
Magazine 1000.
Founded in 1885, this magazine established an institute to test consumer goods, which might get its seal of approval. Lisa.
What is Good Housekeeping?
That's it.
Fairy Tales 200.
In an Irish tale, Clever Tom captures this titled magical creature who promises to bring him wealth, but deceives him instead. Claire.
What is a leprechaun?
Right.
Fairy Tales 400.
Child Roland, youngest son of this legendary monarch of Britain, saves his sister and brothers from an elf king. Lisa.
Who is Arthur?
King Arthur, yeah.
Fairy Tales 600.
Made famous by Walt Disney, this student uses magic while his teacher is away, leading to loads of trouble. Claire.
Who is the Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Right.
Fairy Tales 800.
In this folktale, the title Barnyard Trio faces off against a troll under a bridge. Lisa.
Who are the three Billy Goats Gruff?
Yes.
Fairy Tales 1000.
The opera Rusalka, about a water nymph who longs to be human, is partly based on this fairy tale by Hans Christian Andersen. Katie.
What is The Little Mermaid?
Yes.
Paradise by for 400.
According to this lead singer, Paradise City is where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Lisa.
Who is Axl Rose?
He's the one.
Paradise 600.
Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Are lyrics in this singer's Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Katie.
Who is Meatloaf?
Yep.
Paradise by 800.
We keep spending most our lives living in a gangster's paradise on a hit by this rapper. Claire.
Who is Coolio?
Coolio, yeah.
Paradise by 1000.
Dark Paradise is a song on her album, Born to Die. Katie.
Who is Lana Del Rey?
Right.
The Dashboard Light 1000.
This lamp should only be on if visibility is reduced. Lisa.
What are your brights?
Nope. Claire.
What is a fog light?
Fog light, that's it. And with that, we wrap up the round. Katie, just 1,000 behind, which means you're going first in Double Jeopardy after this.
Being a contestant on Jeopardy is a one-of-a-kind experience. It helped Leonard pay for college. It found love for Mike and Marianne. And it gave Dhruv a moment with Alex that he'll never forget.
What is, we love you, Alex. That's very kind. Thank you.
It's time to start your Jeopardy story. Register for the test today.
$1,000 only separating third place from our two co-leaders. Katie, here are the categories for your selection in Double Jeopardy. Medical matters, organizations, American City, notice C-I-T-Y coming up in each correct response. That's followed by world leaders, homophone calls, and it's the Gielgud movie of the year. Where do we start?
Homophone calls 400.
Remember, A, for the city that is the official seat of government in a state. O, for a state legislature building. Lisa.
What is capital and capital?
Yep.
A homophone for 800?
A small piece of land in the sea. Or a theater walkway. Katie.
What is aisle?
Good.
Homophone 1200.
A dull person can become exciting as a South African of Dutch extraction. Lisa?
What is boar?
Boar, yeah.
Homophone for 16?
A verb meaning to shrivel, or an old adverb meaning where to. Lisa?
What is wither?
Wither, yes.
Homophone 2000?
Breezy, or a hawk's nest. Lisa?
What is airy?
Correct.
American City 400.
Lyndon Johnson accepted the 1964 Democratic nomination in this city's Boardwalk Hall. Lisa?
What is Atlantic City?
That's it.
800 American City?
This Nevada city bears the name of John C. Fremont's scout. Katie?
What is Carson City?
Yes, Kit Carson.
City 1200?
This is the only city that has city in its NBA team's full name. Katie?
What is Oklahoma City?
Yep, the Thunder.
City 1600?
It's home to the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. Lisa.
What is Rapid City?
Right.
American City 2000.
Answer there. The first of the daily doubles, and you have a pretty big lead.
2000.
All right. Midwest News, in 1886, Wyandotte changed its name to this city. Across the border, what was once Westport did the same in 1889.
What is Iowa City?
No, what is Kansas City? Kansas City. All right, you lost a bit. Go again.
Gielgud Movie of the Year for 400.
In 1991, 87-year-old Sir John played this Tempest magician, saying it was the only Shakespeare role he was the right age for. Lisa.
Who is Prospero.
Right.
Medical Matters 400.
A risk factor for liver cancer is a chronic infection with the B or C type of this virus. Lisa.
What is hepatitis?
Correct.
Gielgud 800.
For this 1953 film, Gielgud coached a nervous Marlon Brando, playing Mark Antony, on how to read the bard's lines. Claire.
What is Cleopatra?
Nope. Lisa.
What is Julius Caesar?
That's the play.
Gielgud 1200.
In 1965, John played Henry IV in Chimes at Midnight, with Orson Welles in this part that suited him physically. Katie.
Who is Falstaff?
Yep.
Movie 1600.
John played Clarence when this other great 20th century Shakespearean actor directed Richard III in 1955. Lisa.
Who is Olivier?
Laurence Olivier, right.
Gielgud 2000.
1981 was the year of Gielgud's Oscar-winning turn as this character's butler. Lisa.
Who is Arthur?
Arthur, yeah.
Medical Matters 800.
An itching sensation in the chest can signal an attack of this, in which bronchioles narrow. Claire?
What is asthma?
That's it.
Medical Matters 1200.
You can apply a warm compress to this small abscess on the edge of the eyelid that's also called a hordeolum. Katie?
What is a sty?
Yes.
Organizations 400.
I'd like to thank the Recording Academy for handing out these awards, first presented in 1959. Claire.
What are the Grammys?
Good.
Medical 1600.
Red blood cells should be round, but instead are crescent-shaped in this type of anemia. Lisa.
What is sickle cell anemia?
Yes, that's right.
Medical 2000.
Sarah has the clue.
Osteoarthritis involves the breakdown of the cartilage that's between joints. Inflammation of the membranes that lubricate the joints causes damage in this other type of arthritis.
Katie?
What is rheumatoid?
That's right.
Organizations 800.
Warren E. Burger founded this body's historical society and served as its first honorary chairman. Lisa?
What is the American Bar Association?
No. Claire, Katie? What is the Supreme Court? Warren Burger. Katie, back to you.
Organizations 1200.
Answer there. A break for you.
3,000.
All right. After stopping a carriage driver from beating his horse, Henry Berg founded the organization known by these five letters for short.
What is the ASPCA?
Those are the five letters. And you are now $2,000 off the lead.
Organization 1600.
This organization, the IMF, was created in the 1940s to promote global trade and to secure financial stability. Katie.
What is the International Monetary Fund?
Correct.
Organizations 2000.
Do good is the motto of this women's fraternity, whose name has the same initials as its motto. Katie.
What is Delta Gamma?
Good.
World Leaders 400.
In 1991, Helmut Kohl appointed her Minister for Women and Youth. And she now has a much higher position, Angela Merkel. Back to you, Katie.
800.
This nation's president, Dr. Arif Alvi, was born in 1949, 2 years after his country achieved independence. Katie?
What is Pakistan?
That's the country.
World Leaders 1200.
This media tycoon served as Italy's prime minister 3 times. Claire?
Who is Berlusconi?
Good.
1600.
The son of Greek and Hungarian immigrants, he was the president of France from 2007 to 2012. Katie?
Who is Sarkozy?
Yes. Now the last clue. After an attack at 2 mosques in this city, Prime Minister Jacinta Ardern of New Zealand banned most semi-automatic weapons in 2019. Claire.
What is Auckland?
No. Lisa.
What is Christchurch?
That's right. And that takes you to 18,000. Takes us to the end of Double Jeopardy. Final Jeopardy for the three of you ladies. Here it is, the category Law Enforcement. Clue in a moment.
Today's clue for you brought to you by 1917. 1917 director Sam Mendes and 1917 cinematographer Roger Deakins last collaborated on this James Bond movie. The correct response? What is Skyfall?
In this Geico sequel ad, it's what these dang woodchucks keep chucking. What is wood? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
Still anyone's game as the ladies deal with law enforcement and this clue. In 1892, Francisca Rojas became the world's first person convicted on the basis of this kind of evidence. 30 seconds, ladies. Good luck. Come to you first. You were in a distant third, but still an important factor in this final. What did you put down as your response? What is forensic? That's close. You're in the area, but it's not the right response. So it'll cost you how much? $43.99. That drops you to a dollar. Let's come to Lisa, our champion. She had $18,000. She wrote down, what is a fingerprint? Yes, the lady had left behind a bloody thumbprint. What did you risk and add? Oh, you didn't risk anything. So you remain at 18,000. Katie is smiling. Why? Did she put down fingerprint? She did indeed. And how much did she earn? $16,001. $36,001. As you become the new Jeopardy champion, and you get to wrap up the week right here tomorrow. I look forward to seeing you then. Join us then too, won't you? Come on.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.